Okay, so this first example I'm going to show you is, it's an interesting market. This is actually the romance market, and it's, don't confuse it with like something for guys on how to pick up girls. This is actually for people that are already in a relationship, how to bring more romance into your relationship. And so this is some copy I wrote actually several years ago. And it was the first time I ever wrote in a woman's voice, so that was sort of interesting for me. So when Leslie first came to me, Leslie is the business owner. When Leslie first came to me, she told me that her daughter was going to get married. And I thought, wow, that's just a perfect reason to have a launch. And this is actually a relaunch. This is for a bunch of products that she had been selling for years. But I'm like, boy, that's just too good a reason, especially since you're in the romance market. That's just too good a reason. You can't let that go. You got to do a launch around that. And I'll tell you what, no matter what business or market you're in, if you have a child that's getting married, that is, you need to do a launch or some type of a relaunch, something around that. That's a perfect example of an event just waiting for you to use. And, you know, I'll show you more examples of that type of thing. But yeah, if you're having a child born, child go off to college, child first day at school in first grade, I mean, all of that stuff. All of those things are just perfect reasons why to put together a promotion. Doing a launch doesn't mean you've got a brand new product and you got to go crazy and have this 3 or 4 week launch. You can do a shorter launch based around anytime there's something significant happening in your life. So anyways, Leslie told me about her daughter getting married. I'm like, holy cow, this is just perfect. So we sat down and mapped out the sequence. So basically, she's telling the story here, or I'm telling it in her voice. And I'll tell you one thing, is her list had gotten sort of cold. Her list was not responsive, and it was cold and unresponsive. So I'm like, okay, we're going to use this event to turn your list into a responsive, a monster responsive list. You know, whether or not the launch makes a ton of money, we're going to end up with a really hot, invigorated list where you've just turned your relationship around with them. So basically, she comes out and I'm giving some exciting personal news, and I'm a bit nervous about sharing it. Now, this goes back to this, where is it, likability. Basically, anytime you just upfront say, boy, I'm really nervous about something, that makes you a lot more likable. So this is going to be very story-based and event-based, and you're going to see how we can hit a whole bunch of triggers right off. Okay, you see, even though I'm very out there with my public personality as a romance coach, well, I'm usually reluctant about sharing too much of my private life, which is why I'm a bit nervous. Again, you're telling people you're nervous, but also you're telling them that you're about to share your private life, and people love to hear the inside private stuff in someone's life. So, I mean, you're hooking them in right at the top here. I'm bursting with this news. You're showing excitement here. I mean, you're showing a lot of excitement because you're bursting with this news. Okay, now you're talking about, after 5 years in a long-distance romance, my daughter Abby is engaged to be married. Now, remember, this is a list of people that are interested in romance and getting more romance in their lives. So here, you're using the magic word. I mean, they signed up for a romance list, so now you're parroting that word back to them. And you're talking about getting engaged to be married. Now, if this is, again, it's a list of people who want to know about romance and want more romance, there's not many things that are more romantic than getting married. Okay, so down here, absolutely beside myself with excitement. When you're excited, that gets other people excited. So don't be afraid to tell people you're excited. Don't be afraid to tell people that other people are excited, because excitement and enthusiasm is contagious. So this is an interesting paragraph here. Let me tell you one of the reasons that I'm nervous. Isn't it funny how so many times everyone in the world will listen to you except your own kids? I mean, I bet Lance Armstrong is having a hard time teaching his kids to ride a two-wheeler. Now, what you're establishing here, this is an authority play right here. Remember, authority. People love to follow authorities. So right here, you're declaring basically in a backhanded way, in a self-deprecating way, you're establishing your authority. Because you're comparing yourself to Lance Armstrong teaching a two-wheeler. So in other words, you're saying, And it goes down in here. And in any case, even though I've helped thousands of people with long-distance relationships, sometimes I thought my advice was falling on deaf ears with my kids. But Abby took those lessons to heart, and she made her long-distance relationship blossom. So here, there's a whole lot. You're making yourself likable because anyone who's a parent has had this experience of the kids not listening to them. So instantly, anyone who's a parent and been through that experience, they can bond with you. Also, you're doing this. It's an authority play. You're telling people you've helped thousands of people with long-distance relationships. You're comparing people to Lance Armstrong teaching bicycling to kids. So there's a lot of, in this whole section in here, there's a lot of authority going on, but it isn't like a slamming people in the face authority. It's all very understated, letting people read between the lines. And people are smart. They can read between the lines, and they will. So as we go down here, now you're talking about the wedding. Wedding bells are ringing. And this is, remember I said emotion can be tough to touch into? Well, you'll see in this whole entire little sequence how we were actually able to touch emotions and really get people feeling emotional about things. So now I have a simple favor to ask of you. It won't cost you a cent, just a minute or two of your time. I'm giving a bridal shower for Abby next week, and I'd love to make it really special. And you can help me do that if you can just spare a few seconds. You see, I want to shower Abby and her fiancé Jonathan with well wishes for my Girl Romance readers. Can you send them your wedding wishes or advice as they get ready to take their wedding vows? So now this is an interesting thing. You're asking for their help, and what we ended up doing was sending them to the blog and ask them to go and make a comment on the blog. You'll see down here with their wedding well wishes for Abby and Jonathan. Now the really interesting thing here, this is actually a subtle one, but it's a reciprocity play. Because when you're asking for someone for a favor, you're asking them to share their well wishes. What you're doing is you're showing that you really, really care about how they feel and about their well wishes. Now, this is very subtle, but in giving them that attention and asking them to do that for you, you're actually creating some reciprocity. You're giving them attention. You're giving them an outlet for their words. Now, this isn't the strongest reciprocity play, but this ended up being very, very powerful. Because what happened is over the next few days, after sending this email, there was hundreds and hundreds of people went to the blog and left beautiful, loving comments. I mean, these were incredible comments for that were left for Jonathan and Abby. People put a lot of time into this. And what this, let me show you what we did next. So this was the next email that we sent out. And it just said, well, just to bring you up to date, you'll remember last week I asked my readers, so it's basically you're just bringing people up to date here. The response I got last week was simply incredible. I received, and this is actually the copy I was writing for Leslie, so this is the note I put in here, is for Leslie to go put the exact number in here. That's the specificity. Remember, you don't want to say we had 400 posts. You want to say we had 397 posts or 406 posts. You want to say the exact number. So I was just telling Leslie when I sent her this copy for her to send out to actually put in the exact number. And the number was in the hundreds. I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was near 400 different comments. So basically what we're doing here is we're following the dialogue. Like we went and asked them, and now we're just showing that lots and lots of people put these notes up there. And here we're actually sending people to the blog to go and to read them. And the funny thing here, well, not really funny, but if you go and you read them, these posts were amazing. I mean, if you're ever feeling blue one day or down, you go read these posts and they're so heartfelt and so warm and so wonderful. It's amazing. And that's, basically, I don't want to say we were playing on people's emotions, but we certainly got people's emotions involved because once they went to go make a comment, they couldn't help but read all these other comments. And it just put everyone in a warm, wonderful, loving mode. So basically what we did was with just two emails to the list and putting up a blog post, we were able to completely reinvigorate the list and get them totally engaged in this process. And then what happened is just a few days later, we came back and said, boy, you know what? The shower is going to be fantastic. I have all these beautiful, wonderful comments to give to Abby and Jonathan. And I'm so thankful that I decided to put together an incredible deal of all my Go Romance information, all my products. I bundle them all together. And instead of selling them to you for $250, we're going to sell them to you for $97, essentially. And those numbers are rough. I don't remember exactly, but I do know our price was $97. The total value was probably $250. But Leslie had never bundled her products together. I don't think she had ever sold for more than $37 each. What she did was she created a new bundle of all her products, put them all together, created this big value, and sold it for $97. So basically, and these were all digital products, so they didn't cost her anything more to bundle them together like that. So she was able to like go from a $37 maximum price to a $97 maximum price. And the reason why was she was so thankful for all these well wishes, and she was able to put together this launch and make a lot of money and pay for the entire shower and a good portion of the wedding. So that was just an example of how you can take a story, something that's happening in your life, and use it to totally reinvigorate your relationship with your list and put together a little mini launch within just a few days. These launches don't have to be big, huge 3-week launches. So that was one example. Let's go to another one. Okay, this next example is one I actually used in the first version of Product Launch Formula. And it's basically, this is again showing how you can use a story and also the reason why. And so basically, this is 100% based in fact. It was just a couple days before tax day, and all of a sudden I realized I had a really big tax bill, and so I did an IRS sale. And this is otherwise known as Jeff screwed up his tax planning and needs to raise cash fast, so he's putting his real-time updates on sale for ridiculous prices. All based in fact, and this is just an example of, you know, looking at what's happening in your life. And I got this tax bill, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's bad news. What am I going to do? And so I had a sale. And the big deal is I personally don't like having sales. I think in general, anytime you want to boost in revenue to have a sale, but all you're doing is you're effectively lowering the price of your product. So I always tried to avoid having sales. But I mean, if you have a really good reason why, so like this one, then you can have a sale without lowering your perceived value. So this gave me a reason why for the launch. And, you know, again, I think there's some likability factor in here. We certainly have stories. We've definitely got the reason why. We have surprise and novelty and unexpectedness. I think we have some likability because I'm just coming across as a, where's that page at? I'm just coming across as a normal guy here. Oh, let's see. I'm definitely coming across as a normal guy right now because I can't find that page. Geez, oh, Pete, where did it go? Here we go. Talk about screwing up. Okay, so here's the page. So, you know, trying to be likable. I know it's not the most professional thing I've ever done, but the plain facts are this. I had a big tax bill. So that's the reason why. Now, if we go down to continue the reason why, to capture these savings, you have to act quickly. I'm going to send my check to the IRS on April 15th, and I figure there's no way they can cash it until at least April 16th. So it's on sale until April 16th. And, you know, then I throw in some testimonials, and that's it. Now, I did set this up with a email sequence, and I'll share this email sequence with you another time during the course, because this is something any of you could drop in and you could do an IRS sale, or you could take these same emails and the same copy and use it for just about any other surprise. You know, my pipes burst, or, you know, the you know, someone ran into my car or anything like that, you can take that and use it as a reason. So both with the last example, the Go Romance example, and this example are just examples of how you don't have to do this huge, big launch. You can just do something quick and short, and, you know, in a few, next week, by next week, have raised a big chunk of money, maybe even paid for this course. Okay, now, so I decided that since this IRS sale is such a great example because it's so simple and yet so effective, I'd give you the whole sequence that I used, because you could literally take this idea, and this is the idea behind the quick launch. And in Product Launch Formula version 1, I actually used this example. This was the quick launch example. And you can actually use this in your business pretty much any time. You don't want to do it all the time because you don't, as I mentioned earlier, you don't want your stuff to be on sale all the time. But when you have a reason, an excuse for a sale, it helps maintain perceived value. Now, you can use this with just about any kind of bad news situation you have in your business or your personal life. And it's sort of funny because since early April right now, you actually could do a tax sale. And I mean, this is very, very effective, and you can quickly come up with a quick cash flow from this. Now, what's really interesting is in this example, I actually have documented my initial idea through a weird set of circumstances. This whole thing was completely truthful. I really did go and have a nasty tax surprise, and when that happens, I'm like, oh boy, that I don't like that, but what can I do about it? So I got this idea flashed in my brain about having a tax sale. So I went and I wrote an email to my partner. Now, my partner was not a marketing person or a business person whatsoever, so I had to sort of explain this idea to him, sell it to him a little bit. But I knew it would work as soon as I thought of it. So this is actually the internal memo I wrote on April 12th. Again, I want to stress that this isn't something I sent out to my list. This is something that was internal that I sent off to my partner in the business. And basically it says, I got a nasty surprise in my taxes of $25,000 I owe. I should have seen this coming, but it's still a shock. Then I said, and this is where I'm sort of explaining the rationale. That gave me an idea. It's always good to have a reason for a sale that really tends to drive response higher. That's why you often see these sales, the accountant's out of town, otherwise we couldn't offer these prices. And down here, so I figured we could have a sale to help me pay my tax bill, and we can tell them just that. And when I say them here, I mean tell our list that. Just to go ahead and be 100% honest, we're dropping our prices because I need money fast. Have it run Sunday, Monday, Tuesday only. Okay, so that was the genesis of my idea. I decided, yeah, I'm just going to go for this. I got this tag. It just came to me in an instant, and it took me about 30 seconds. It took me more time to type this up to tell my partner about it and justify it with my partner. So let me show you. This is the first email that I sent to our list. Now, I sent this, look at the date. I came up with the idea on what, April 12th, I just showed you. Then early in the morning on April 14th, so somewhere in the, the 24 to 36 hour range later, I sent this out to my list. Here's the subject. It's Jeff's huge tax bill. Here's the text. And you can basically use this same text in your promotion, whether it's an IRS sale or whether it's my pipes burst, or whatever it is. It just doesn't matter. I got in a car accident. You can use the same text and drop it into your launch, into your quick launch. Okay, this is, so up here. Okay, it's a bit embarrassing, but I just wrapped up my personal taxes and I got a bit of a surprise. Now, right off there, I say, going back to the triggers, I tell them, this is a bit embarrassing. Now, right there, I'm being very real. I'm being someone that they can relate to. Everyone gets embarrassed, right? I'm being likable. And I go on. I got a bit of a surprise. Actually, it was a big, pretty big, nasty surprise. I'm going to have to write a big check and send it off to the IRS on Tuesday. Now, again, I'm just being a regular person and likable, right? Because a lot of people have had this example or had this situation of owing a lot of money to the IRS. And for the people that haven't had that situation, let's say 50% of the people or 40% of the people in the world have had, or in the United States have had that problem. Well, the other 60% can certainly relate to, you know, they know what it would feel like if they got, or they can imagine what it would feel like. Okay, so I'm relating to them. I'm being likable. I'm being believable. I'm using the reason why. You can see I'm hitting all these triggers. And then I go on. I suppose I really should have seen this coming. This is sort of, you know, more. Look at this. I suppose I really should have seen this coming. We had all kinds of new real-time subscribers join us in the last year, and our trading update business really took off. So first of all, I'm being, you know, aw shucks, a likable guy. You know, I should have seen this coming. It's, you know, I'm not blaming anyone else for my problems. You don't want to go around being someone that makes excuses or blames people, right? That's not an attractive personality. So yes, I took the responsibility for this. Now here, this is social proof. We had all kinds of new real-time subscribers. I'm basically telling them why my tax bill went up. It went up because the business is doing well. The business is doing well because so many people are buying from us. That's a subtle form of social proof. I'm telling them, you know, it's a popular business or it's a popular publication and lots of people are joining us. Why do people join us? Obviously, the implication is because we're good. Okay, so this tax bill comes as a surprise. Now, here's the reason why. In any case, I need to bring in some cash quickly to pay this bill. So bottom line, I'm putting this on sale. Call it an IRS sale, if you will. Now, of course, we don't normally discount our trading update subscriptions. In fact, we're thinking hard about raising our prices. Now, that's just a subtle little scarcity play. You know, it's basically, we're thinking about raising prices, so I'm putting that in the back of their heads just to get them thinking, oh, boy, this might be a good time to jump on board. Then down here, this is more just reason why I tell them a story. I don't normally have to write this kind of check. So up here I said, you know, we normally don't put it on sale, but normally I don't have to write this kind of check like I'm going to be writing on Tuesday, which is April 15th. Everyone knows April 15th, or everyone in the States knows that April 15th is tax day. So here it goes. Real-time subscriptions are going to be on sale until Wednesday, April 16th. Again, tying it into an event, making this an event. It's all about that tax day. Everyone in the States knows that April 15th is the tax day. So now I'm making my offer. You can get by far the lowest price ever. You can save $123. And then I give them a link to go to. Then down here, this is basically just standard sales copy about telling them why now is a great time. It's answering an objection here. This is just an objection. I know a lot of people are not trading this market due to all the international turmoil. They say the market is news driven. So that's an objection. I know that objection's just by, you know, being a publisher in this market, I knew that was one of the objections out there. So when there's an objection, you raise the objection and then you answer it. And so that's what I've done here. You know, I say that, you know, that may be, but I've never seen a market react so well to our support and resistance zones. The fact is it's a great trade market. So this is just standard sales copy. You raise an objection, you know, that's in their mind, and then you answer the objection here. And then just a PS. And it basically, we're just reiterating the offer. The sale price is the lowest rate we've ever had for a real-time subscription. So you often in your PS, one of the standard things you do in the PS is reiterate the offer. Now, I often break that rule and do other things, but in this case, I just came back and I told them what the offer is. It's a great sale. It's the best ever. So that was the first email I sent out, and that went out on April 14th, the day before taxes, and I told people that that basically they had until the 16th. So this is basically a two-day launch, or just a quick launch of 2 days. I thought of the idea on the 12th, I published it on the 14th, and we're going to wrap it up on the 16th. Okay, so that email was sent April 14th, the morning of April 14th. Now we followed up on April 15th with this next one. Now, that last one was a standalone email to our list of prospects, of course. You know, we're not sending this to our subscribers because it's the things we're putting this product on sale. So the next day, The way we would typically market this product was each day we would publish an update for our real-time subscribers, for our paying subscribers. The next day we would send that update out to the people who were our prospects. So it was like a day late. Actually, it wasn't a day late. It was about 8 hours late. But since this was for real short-term traders, that was late enough to, so it wasn't, you know, that useful to them. It was useful, but it wasn't, definitely wasn't complete because it's, you know, I was talking about the trading day that just happened. So in this one, all I did was I put up at the top, here's the typical trader's update that we would send them. And up at the top, I just put this little piece to remind them, there's only one day left in the IRS sale. To take advantage of it, go to this link or call us here. Now, this was actually sent via text email. So this, I just put it in red to highlight it for you. It wasn't really in red because say we get this just via email. And then what I would do, now this is something I call the Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey was, or maybe still is, I don't know, a radio announcer in the Midwest. And he would often, he would read news stories, but when he got to the to an actual advertisement, it was hard to tell where the news story ended and where the advertisement started. So I started doing this in my email. So I would throw in these, what I would call Paul Harveys that looked like they belonged right in the narrative. And again, when I sent this out, here's the Paul Harvey. And the Paul Harvey was not in red. It was in black. It's just in red for you to highlight this for you. But when this went out as an email, you know, we told them all about the stock market, what happened in the market, what was going to happen in the market, you know, all this stuff, which I'm sure will put you guys to sleep. But then it went through there, and then we got to the editor's note. I didn't say it was the editor's advertisement. It was called the editor's note. But this is my Paul Harvey, where I tell them we had a really good day with their support and resistance numbers. Take a look at that early low, a direct hit on our initial support. And here I remind them about the sale. Okay, our IRS sale is just about over. Wednesday's the last day of the sale. I just sent my check off to the IRS a few hours ago. You have just 24 hours to save big. So I'm just following through with the story I told him about. I told him I was going to write a check and mail the check on April 15th. Well, here we are on April 15th, and I'm telling him I just wrote the check and mailed the check. And so now you've got 24 hours to save big. Now's the time to act. So basically we're creating this. This is a scarcity play. We're creating a situation where they have to act right away or they're going to lose out on the savings. So that's another one of those triggers, and one of the most important triggers is the scarcity trigger. So we're giving them a short-term sale, and we have a reason why for our sale. Okay, let's take a look at our next email. Now, our next email is once again just another one of the updates, the standard updates they get. They would get an update every single day as part of their subscription, as part of their subscription, they were prospects, they would get these updates every day that we mailed because, you know, the market's open every day and we're sending updates every day. So once again, I put this little tease at the top. There's only one day left, and actually this is the last day, so it looks like I screwed up and made an error in my copy, but it doesn't matter, this stuff's so powerful. In fact, what I did, I'm sure, is I just copied and pasted this from the previous day, and I screwed up, and I didn't change the copy. So if you're sitting there thinking you can't do this stuff because Jeff's too much of a launch expert, well, right there, you can throw that out the window because, like I've said before, these techniques are so powerful that you can make mistakes left and right, and it's still going to work for you. So, yeah, I screwed that one up. So anyways, here's the update we give them, the stock, you know, the update about the market. And now down here, again, I'm telling them why our update's great, why it's great stuff. Okay, now this is a little bit wicked. If you had jumped on our IRS sale on Sunday or Monday when I first announced it, then you would have read about our load the boat in time to actually act on it. How sweet would that be? So somewhere up here, we probably had this talked about this super secret, super important signal. Where is it at? It was in the previous update. We had a load the boat resistance signal. So that was one of our signals we would use. So basically we said, you know, boy, we basically crushed it yesterday with our call. You know, 14 points is a huge, huge win. And so now look at this. This is just a sort of sticking a knife in and twisting it. I mean, this is a bit of a scarcity play, because it's like, if you had acted when we told you to act on Sunday or Monday, then you would have already been on board and you would have had, you've had time to actually act on it. Now, how sweet would that have been? In other words, it's, I'm taking them and I'm projecting into the future of like, think about the next time we have one of these things and think about what it would be like to miss it again. You've already screwed up and you missed it once. Do you want to miss it again? That's definitely, I mean, I'm really twisting the knife here, and it is definitely, it's a form of a scarcity play where I'm projecting them into the future, really is what I'm doing. And it's very, I mean, like I said, it's evil, but it's effective. Okay. I hope you guys still love me. Okay. There's now about 8 hours left in our sale. You can subscribe now and take advantage of the big savings and my poor tax plan. That's the aw shucks. I screwed up again. You know, I'm all about telling people how I screwed up. So I'm telling them now you've got 8 hours left, because it's 5:18 Eastern and we're going to take them up till midnight Eastern. Actually, there's less than 8 hours when I sent this thing. You can subscribe now and take advantage of the big savings, or you can subscribe later at full price. You know, pay me now or pay me later. And if you pay me later, it's going to be a lot more. That's a scarcity play right there. So we're hitting the triggers. Okay, so this was on April 16th, and I sent it at about 5:30 p.m. Now let's take a look at our next and file. Okay, now if you remember, the very first email we sent them, here it is, the first email we sent them was sent on the 14th, and it was a standalone email that basically gave the reason why for the launch, and then would send them to that sales letter I showed you earlier. Then the second email was basically just our normal trader's update that our prospects would get after every trading day. So, and then the one after that was another one, and both of those had, you know, short reminders, the Paul Harvey reminders. Let's see what we've got this here. Remember, you know, here's just a reminder up at the top, and then the Paul Harvey here. So we started off with one standalone email, then we went with two Paul Harveys. And you can mix this up. You don't, I mean, I understand that a lot of you guys don't send traders updates every single day and don't use these Paul Harveys. I'm just showing you the sequence and the examples. You can take this and use it any way you'd like. So then, this is the April 16th. Remember, I gave them April 16th as a deadline. And I came back with one final standalone email about 6 p.m. So this is only sent about 30 minutes after the last one. Now, normally, I'm not into pounding my list and sending multiple emails. But you got to remember that these people, they get that normal trader's update every single day. So I'm only sending two extra emails with this entire quick launch here. So basically, let's take a look at this copy. Send it, you know, this. Now we're talking about 6 hours until the end, the deadline. And I'm basically saying, okay, I'm only sending this so I don't get any angry email from someone who missed the deadline for our IRS sale. I often, in my last scarcity announcement in a launch, and what I mean by scarcity announcement, it's something that's talking about the deadline that's coming. So often, you know, when you come down to a deadline, you got to warn people sort of 24 hours out. At the, you know, the minimum, you have to give a 24-hour notice. But I'm generally giving a 24-hour notice, and I'll try to give something in a 6 to 8 hour notice. And generally, when I get down to those deadlines, I often do this. The last email will be sort of, I'm covering my butt so people aren't mad at me. You know, it's almost like you're reluctant to send another email, but you got to do it or else people are going to be mad at me. And, you know, no one likes people being mad at them, right? So that's exactly what I did here. Okay, I'm only sending this so I don't get an angry email from someone who missed the deadline. And really what you're doing here is you're projecting some scarcity here, because, you know, this is the reason why you're sending it. You're giving them the reason why you don't want people to be mad at you. But hidden in there is the fact that someone will be mad if they miss the deadline. So you're helping people project into the future what they would feel like if they missed a deadline. So I continue. If I don't give you a final warning, someone's going to miss out on the savings, and they are going to get all torqued off, and then I'll get a nasty email. This way, I send a final warning, and then I'm covered. So in, no matter what your launch is, whether it's one of these quick launches or big launches, you can basically take the same copy and use it in your launch. And this whole idea of we're just doing this to sort of cover my butt so people aren't mad at me, and then talking about how people are going to be mad if they miss out on the savings. You're walking that person through this process and walk and step them into the future and letting them see how they could be angry and mad and regretful if they missed out on the savings. This is, again, this is sort of, we're twisting the knife. We're really holding their feet to the fire. We're making them make a decision by walking them into the future and seeing if they miss out on this promotion, how they will feel. So this is absolute scarcity, full out 100% scarcity play, but it's done, I think, in a way that doesn't come across as totally uncool. You're just saying, hey guys, I'm just trying to cover myself here, and I don't want anyone to miss out. So, act now. Continuing on, the bottom line is, as I type this, I have just over 8 hours to save. As I type this, you have just over 8 hours to save a big chunk of money. I love being real explicit, big chunk of money. Actually, that's not terribly explicit, but being very upfront about what we're talking about is you're gonna lose out. You're going to lose out on a big chunk of money. You've already heard my IRA saga. So just going back to the reason why, the bottom line is my tax surprise is your gain. You can now upgrade to real time at a never seen before price, but all the fun and games end tonight at midnight, midnight Eastern. So that's 2 a.m. midnight Mountain Time. That's 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And then I send them to the sales letter. Just a final PS and a reminder. I'm telling them about our ironclad guarantee, so you can it's a risk reversal. And that's it. And so this was, and of course then let's look at the sales letter we took them to. I already showed you that once, but all these emails are taking them to the sales letter, and here's the sales letter, and we just basically reiterate the reason why, and we reiterate the offer, and then we reiterate the scarcity here, and then we just take them down, throw them a bunch of testimonials, and ask for the order. And it's that simple. I mean, you saw how I came up with the plan, came up with the idea on April 12th, was it? Yeah, it was April 12th. I came up with the idea. I spent April 13th putting the sales letter together. And then early morning, April 14th, I came up with the launch and ended the launch at midnight on April 16th. So we had a launch for the 14th, 15th, 16th. It took me probably 36 hours from very first concept to actually launching it. And we brought in a ton of money. I don't know if I paid my complete tax bill with this thing, but I did pay a very big chunk of it. And it gave us a reason to get a whole bunch of people on board subscribing. Another thing is, since this was a subscription, if someone joined at these low prices, they renewed at our regular prices. So with a subscription type of offer, getting people in the door is huge. If you can get people in the door, then you're going to get the renewal income going forward. So that this business was all about bringing new people on board and getting them subscribing, and then we get the renewal income. So how do you get people on board initially? The more people in reality, if we gave this thing away for free for the first month, we'd still come out way ahead because of the renewal subscription. But if you give something away for free, then you're going to have a hard time getting people to pay in the future. Now, some subscription stuff, you can do this with a dollar offer, like allow people to buy, get in for a dollar for a month. But Frank, we didn't want to do that. We didn't want that position. There's a lot of reasons why we didn't do that in this business. But what this did is allowed us to lower our prices, on this one-time basis for this one-time sale, bring a whole bunch of new people in, then we would get ongoing renewal subscription from them. So as I mentioned, you can take this and drop this into, you can do an IRS sale, or you can do this any time of the year, or you can do this any time of the year for any type of bad news type of situation, or you could actually twist it into a good news type of situation. So your pipes burst, or your daughter's getting married, or whatever. You can take this exact same copy, drop it in. You could do it in your business like next week and make a bunch of money.